Where Washington politics are concerned, Michael Bennett is still a relative newcomer, having served just 2 years in the Senate. But during that time, he's carved out a reputation as being moderate. So, Jody, I would imagine that this chair position has got to be risky for Bennett, since it clearly defines him as part of the Democratic establishment.
Well, as you mentioned, he has had a reputation of being moderate and someone who's been able to work across the aisle and negotiate with the Republicans. And also, he has skills as a good compromiser. This new position puts him into a very partisan role as someone clearly rooting for the Democrats and trying to ensure that the Democrats can defend 20 seats in 2014. So he's clearly going to be siding with Democrats, and it's a little bit of an unusual position for him because he has been, for instance, a member of the Gang of Eight, which was the group of four senators from each party that dealt with debt ceiling negotiations in 2011.
So Senator Bennett was offered this job by Majority Leader Harry Reid actually before the November 6th election, and it has taken him this long to say yes to the job. But I also find it interesting that he was approached to be chair right after he was elected back in 2010. Obviously, he said no back then. So what do you think has changed this time around?
Well, I think, you know, he was still not so much a newcomer back then, but he had just won his first election, having defeated Ken Buck. And I think he still wanted to get some time under his feet and sort of survey the political landscape before jumping into doing something like this. Also, you know, he has three young daughters, and I think he probably didn't want to right away get into a role where he was traveling so much. His little girls are still young, but a little bit older than they were a couple years ago, naturally. And I think he's looking perhaps towards his future as someone who could have a higher leadership position in the Democratic Party in the future. And this is a stepping stone to that.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Marson.